In France, they call it Le McDo, and McDonald's is succeeding there in the land of four-course lunches from potage to fromage, accompanied by a piquant Bordeaux. In fact, the Golden Arches à la Française have been setting company records, the highest global growth rate per country in 2003 and the highest profits in all of Europe. How can this be? In Paris, NPR's Nick Spicer looks at fast food in a slow food nation.
Another man joins the billions and billions already served. In this McDo in the Montparnasse area, there is, of course, no maitre d', no wine list, and no need to ask which fork to use. But there are lots of kids. In a country undergoing a small-scale baby boom, that can only help McDo's bottom line. Corinne is an interior designer watching over her two boys fiddle with their fries.
It's practical with the kids, especially since we're going to the movies after, and you can't do this in a regular restaurant where they don't like the noise kids make, or the kids.
The traditional McDonald's garish red and yellow are hard to find. Here, it's all earth tones, brick, and spotlights on paintings done in the style of the modern masters. In the land that claims to have invented the restaurant, you simply cannot ignore decor, says Nicolas Bloch, a consultant on the fast food industry.
As France has quite a strong tradition of restaurants, what you try to have is people going from traditional restaurants to fast foods, so to downscale. In other countries where McDonald's has more pushed people from go from in-home to out-of-home experience, the needs are slightly different.
Bloch also credits McDonald's success in France to its sensitivity to local taste. So there's Danone yogurt and French mineral water on the menu, and even the occasional Roquefort blue cheeseburger. And McDo's are really rather French. Most of the franchises are French-owned, and the produce is 80% local. Not that customers seem to have any hang-ups with McDonald's American origins. Law student Vanessa Pédézère says she doesn't care if the McDo's come from the States or China, and adds, unprompted, that she loves Coke. Although, as someone worried about her spending, she has her quibbles about McDo.
I love McDo. Personally, I think I could do a PhD on it. The only problem is that the prices keep going up, and I think they took advantage of the switch to the euro from the franc to jack up prices further.
Prices are even higher at this upscale Paris restaurant featuring foie gras and escargot. Maître d'hôtel Stéphane Germe is unimpressed by the success of McDo and says its mostly young customers will dump fast food when they can afford something better.
C'est pas de la restauration, c'est de l'usine, c'est du surgelé, même les fruits, tout, la viande, c'est pas...
That's not restaurant dining, he says. It's a factory. And he lists pêle-mêle a series of charges that don't actually correspond to reality, asserting that the McDo beef is American, while it's actually French, and probably infected with mad cow, for example. And so, for the time being, French gastronomy, or pride at least, would appear to be safe. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.
Burgers and fries, cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand.